seem fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, hello there on It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. This is Dr. Holly Lucille, and I have the lovely Melanie Cole sitting in with me for Dr. Weiss today. How you doing, Melanie?
I'm great. So our fat, Dr. Holly, has a brain, and it's trying to kill us. What does that mean?
All right, so this is I love talking about fat. So because, you know, everybody says fat is bad, but guess what? Not everything about fat is bad, of course. We know that. There's actually fat tissue under the skin. This is known as subcutaneous fat, and that's that kind of fat that makes young people look sort of succulent and ripe. You know, it's actually essentially padding that protects the body from injury, and it also helps fight infection and heal wounds. This is the sub-Q fat that produces an important hormone called adiponectin, okay, which appears to help control metabolism, believe it or not. And it also can be quite protective against certain cancers. But the bad news about fat, what we need to understand, our fat is kind of like a parasite. As we age, we gradually lose this fat, which is one of the reasons why if you look at an older person, they get a little bit bonier. You know, instead, men and women alike tend to build up blubbly fat on our midsections, right? Over the past decade or so, we've had scientists working on this visceral fat, this not the sub-Q fat, but this visceral fat that you can see, it's kind of brown fat. It actually has the ability to infiltrate our vital organs, and it bathes them. It actually sort of acts as a bath in a nasty chemical stew that pretty much wreaks havoc on the body. And guess what? It also makes us want more of it. This visceral fat, it just produces an array of, they're called signaling proteins. They're cytokines. What they are really, they're inflammatory mediators. They cause inflammation, they lead to tumor development, and they lead to cancer as well. This is some of the research that started to be out there. And this is because people get this sort of visceral fat when that sub-Q fat that I was talking about, that subcutaneous fat, actually starts to decline naturally with age. And if they are not exercising, this is the key to actually burn off stored fat, this visceral fat really starts to do a number on the body.
Well, now you're entering into my realm here, Dr. Holly. So, okay. You know, I'm an exercise physiologist, and I know that digging into that deep layer and the sub-Q fat is not as easy as people think. So when you recommend to your patients, do you like exercising long, slow distance? Do you like short, fast bursts? What do you think gets to it the most?
Okay, I believe, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because this is definitely your area. One of the things that I'm hot on right now, where I do believe that the studies are mounting, is the high intensity, more interval training. And I guess I don't like to say high intensity because I don't want people to get afraid of exercising in this way, but it's the latter. It's the shorter burst. It's increasing your heart rate, letting it come down. It's that interval that I believe is a much more efficient fat burner than what we used to think. What we used to think, and once again, correct me if I'm wrong, is that low, kind of like slow cardio burn phase. I just don't think that's getting the job done as well as this more interval sort of high intensity training. What do you think?
Well, you're right. It absolutely is. The difference is the long, slow distance training burns fat while you do it. It's really the only thing that we do that burns fat as long as you continue to get into that steady state form of exercise. However, the interval training, which is so hot right now, and I work people up into their 90s, Dr. Holly, and I have them doing interval high intensity, treadmill 4 minutes, 4 miles an hour jump off, push-ups, lunges, back onto the elliptical, back onto the bicycle. This high intensity, add in some planking on the ball, and their heart rate stays up, comes down, goes up, comes down. They're short of breath, but then they're not. It's a really great way to not only push the heart, but it does get into those fat stores. And really, as you say, the studies are coming out more and more that this is a great way for people to push themselves past what we always used to typically think as a nice long walk on the treadmill.
And I think that it's so important, and I love it because not only, listen, I have plenty of folks, plenty of patients, and that are I would say overweight from, let's say, standards. But for them and for me, I know that they're what their fitness is, and I would rather have people be fit and fat, okay, than skinny and lazy, because this skinny and lazy, as people grow older, especially the research that I read about this particular fat that has a brain and it's trying to kill you, it is really contributing to a tremendous amount of our health issues as we grow older. And so if you are not actively exercising, you know, I had a woman argue with me that she didn't have to worry about this particular thing because she had liposuction. And I said, well, guess what? This visceral type of fat that we're talking about isn't removed with liposuction. That's that sub-Q protective fat that is removed. This visceral fat gets intertwined into blood vessels. It starts to bathe around organs. And it's very, very difficult to get rid of. You certainly can't surgically do it. You've got to be able to do it by using techniques that you know very well of and getting, like you said, short bursts of energy, having that interval training. And so better to be fit and fat than skinny and lazy, for sure.
Well, and even some of that, you know, visceral fat that's growing around the belly is getting more and more toxic the more that we hear, you know, cortisol levels and stress and everything that we deal with in the world today. So everyone's looking for that quick fix, but really, the exercising, staying away from the trans fat, processed foods, things that are going to add to that, and maintaining our stress level, whether that's meditation, yoga, all of that's going to help with that toxic fat.
Absolutely. And I think what's really important, as you said, because this visceral fat gets stored too, because when we're thinking about chronic stressors and our response to them, our body really doesn't know a difference anymore. It's like, oh, you're running from a bear? Here, let me help you. I'm going to help you survive. I'm going to get you out of the way. Even if you're just sitting in front of a computer getting a crazy email from a loved one or a boss, or if you're balancing your checkbook, your body is trying to get you to safety. And if you aren't running from the bear, if there is no bear, guess what? That energy that was just released because you're responding to these stressors on a chronic and daily basis is going to get stored. And you're right, it gets stored not into sub-Q protective fat, it gets stored into the ugly brown visceral fat that actually has a brain and is trying to kill us.
Well, it certainly is. And as a nation and the epidemic of obesity, and when you mention thin and lazy or fat but fit, you know, and this is a real movement going on, Dr. Holly, is that fat but fit. And Lord knows I've worked with so many heavy people that could outrun or outbike or do more push-ups than any thin person that I have. So it's really about maintaining that level of fitness, consistency, getting your body to push itself past a little bit of the limit that it's just comfortable with.
I'm entered right now in the International CrossFit Open, and we do our workouts on Sundays at a big CrossFit box. And there was a woman next to me, and she was significantly, I would say 30 pounds overweight, much, probably younger than I, but so we did our workout, and guess what? I'm a pretty fit gal. She was fat, yes, but she was fit, and she had vitality, and she had endurance, and she had agility. And I think that if we could get off the scale and get into our activity and our fitness and increase that, first of all, the numbers are going to decrease, but for the most part, we're going to be healthier for longer, and our quality of life, as we are living longer and that lifespan is growing older and older, we're going to have an awesome time.
Well, and that's the secret, is to get yourself into something where you're pushing just a little past your limit. High intensity, interval training, do a whole bunch of different things and switch it up. Confuse your body a little and get deep into those fat stores. That's how you're going to detoxify your body. You're listening to It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. I'm Melanie Cole, sitting in for Dr. Decker Weiss with Dr. Holly Lucille. Stay well.